This proposal has evolved through extensive public engagement with tribes, conservation groups, timber communities, business leaders, shellfish growers, and everybody in between to create a bill that works for our local communities. In addition to protecting recreational access and supporting our outdoor economy, the bill bolsters our region's efforts to protect sources of clean drinking water, supporting critical salmon and steelhead habitat, and protecting key waterways that are vital to our shellfish industry. But just as important are all the things this bill will not do. This proposal will not close, decommission, or otherwise restrict access to any Forest Service roads or trailheads. It will not impact any harvestable timber base in the Olympic National Forest. This bill will not affect any private property rights, and it will not impact how the Washington Department of Natural Resources manages state-owned lands, which is why it has gained support of the Washington State Commissioner of Public Lands. And after years of collaboration, I think this bill we're considering today represents a clear win-win for the communities I represent.